Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
But the notable name, the guy that stood out to me that is on that list, who will be at the desk providing analysis ahead of and after, pre and post, the Commanders and the Cowboys, is Austin Ekeler, running back of the Washington Commanders. I found that to be fascinating. What do you make of that? This guy that is still on the team. Now, when you're on injured reserve like he hasn't been in the building. He's nowhere near the team. But I'm sure he calls them up and says, hey, guys, what do you think? And they go, yeah, no problem. Enjoy. Who knows? Could be hanging him up. Could be retiring. He's certainly at the age and the injury history now and coming off of a brutal injury like an Achilles. May have played his final game. I don't know. Might want to come back. We'll see. But regardless, there's a broadcasting career waiting for him. You guys heard him on our show for a couple of football seasons. He is as sharp talking the game and just as eloquent a wordsmith as you're going to find in the league. So if he wants to be on television wearing a nice suit, he's going to be able to be, and this is a nice foray into that, but he's still technically on the Commanders, and you're going to have him at the desk. It's a great idea for the network. Are you surprised at all the team that is so guarded about everything that gets out and everything that's said is going to allow that?
I thought it was interesting and noteworthy, and I was surprised for the same reason you were. Now, I've seen people be upset about it, by the way.
Who's upset?
You know, you the occasional fan or you know, folks with strongly worded tweets here and there, which not necessarily real life.
That?
I'm just saying, it's not something that I'm upset about at
all. They're upset at him or the team or Netflix, or who?
No, him being like he should be there with his teammates. I'm not sure what they think is happening because you're standing there on crutches, be like, keep going.
I don't think he's been at a game yet.
Yeah.
I mean, he is recovering. You know, I don't even think he's local right now. And I know what I know of him right now through his wife's Instagram. Who I, follow, and she's basically Instagram famous. She was the one in the Netflix documentary with her sister who was in a cult. Do you remember any of that?
Yeah, I still haven't watched that, by the way, which is unbelievable.
Seriously?
It's gotten buried in the queue. I just reminded myself I need to move that up.
You should definitely check it out. But, they're always doing different things or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they're back in Denver, best I could tell. It doesn't seem like they're spending a lot of time here.
Yes.
And that's not the expectation, by the way.
No.
Until you're far enough along in your rehab that you're working with the training staff and you're in the weight room, which I don't think he is with an Achilles. They just tell you, see you when we see you.
Yeah, that Achilles ain't nothing you can do. This isn't a pulled hamstring. We need to be in the pool and the cold tub and the hot tub. And this is one of those, you're not walking, dude.
Not to mention, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm 99.9% sure on this. He signed a 2-year deal. This is the second year. So he is a pending free agent anyway. So when you've got an injury that takes you to the end of the football season and to free agency, there's a little bit less of a, hey, we need you in the building, we need you around. Which isn't to say he wouldn't sign a 1-year deal to try to come back with Kingsbury in this offense and be a leader next year. It's possible that could happen. But that's a very, very serious injury at his age that could end up meaning you're never going to be the same, and maybe you start going, okay, let's try on this shirt and tie and see how the TV thing works.
He's not coming back this year, so that's not there. This is, and you've seen this before. I know people kind of scratch their heads, like during a bye week, for example. Like if this coming week, it wouldn't happen this year, but if Terry McLaurin was healthy and was having a good season, during the bye week, he is on CBS for whatever reason as a special guest analyst or whatever, right? You've seen that before. It's a little unusual. It's not my favorite thing, to be honest with you, but, if these guys want to, sort of build their profile. You're not hurting anybody necessarily. You're not giving away state secrets. You can provide some good analysis and get your name out there and do well for yourself by all means.
So can I say, you say it's not your favorite thing, meaning you don't like it on a binary?
It,
I love it, kind of.
I don't love it, but I'm not angry. I'm not like pissed off about it. I just kind of go, it seems a little odd to me that's what you're doing, where it's like it just feels like there's something else you could probably be doing that's more constructive, but you're not hurting anybody. You're putting a suit on and sitting in the studio, whatever.
So we go separate on that one. If you're talking about a bye week,
yeah,
absolutely build that brand. As a young guy, it would have meant the world to me to see one of my favorite players sitting on the set getting exposure for my team. And yes, it's about you, and mm-hmm. you're building your brand, and you're trying to get your name out there, and it's not really about the Commanders, but they are tangentially benefiting, and they are secondarily, you know, the second-hand exposure is the team. If you're putting on a good face and talking shop, if you're Terry or Austin Eckler, you're making the team look good. So they're going to say yes on the bye week.
Yep.
But this is, you're still on the team, and the team is playing a game, and you're working the game. I'm happy for Eckler, because again, I think this should be, if this is the way he wants to go, the beginning of something. I think he could be a rock star. And he's not like a, hey, let's do Commanders television here for a couple years. This is a guy that if he wants to sit next to a McCourty brother on the NBC set with Florio and, you know, whoever else, Diana Taylor for Football Night in America.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Looking sharp as a tack, he could do that a year from now. I really believe that.
Yeah. I think the answer is yes, by the way. Could he do that?
Maria Taylor is who I'm talking about.
Diana Rossini or Maria Taylor. We can play.
I think I went to school with a girl named Diana Taylor.
Well, shout out to Diana Taylor, by the way.
Yeah.
Hope she's well.
Don't know what she's up to.
But the point of the dude's story is, yeah, he could write his own ticket. Whatever he'd like to do, he could do it and do it very well. If you want to start another business and have that thrive, you can do that. You want to, you know, probably take my job. He could do that. His sight should be set a lot higher, to be frank with you. And he should be on national television doing really well.
You're like, Austin, you don't want this job.
It's so beneath you, buddy.
Your sight should be higher.
Aim way higher.
Afternoon drive in D.C. You don't want this.
Yeah, do afternoon drive in like L.A. or something. Way bigger. Anyway, the point is, he can do whatever he wants. I have no issue with it at all. And some people I've seen irritated by it. If there was a chance he was coming back, right? If it was like he could, and the season wasn't off the rails, and even then I wouldn't care. But if there was a chance he's coming back in a couple of weeks and he's taking a break to go do it, I could maybe see a point of view, but this is like,
oh, if he was four game IR for a pec strain or, you know, a hamstring,
right?
Like if it's Terry, like a week ago on Sunday Night Football set, yes, that's different.
Right.
1,000%.
And again, I don't know if I'd even be mad at that, but like,
I wouldn't be mad, but I would say this is not a good use of your time. That would be my take, is let's not worry about television in the middle of the football season.
Yeah.
But A, your season is over and has been for weeks and weeks and weeks. And B, it is possible that his career is over.
Yeah, if he did everything humanly possible to work and like went to some weird experimental place to get a certain kind of platelet inserted and all sorts of other crap, he's still not playing football this year for the team. That just the way the injury happened, the time it happened, he's done. There's no chance he's coming back. So right now, this is just Austin Eckler, the person. The football player does not exist. He has no responsibility, as far as I'm concerned, to the team. Some people don't believe that, and they're like, he should just be around helping people. And I'm kind of like, I don't really see that. You're not playing. You're not here beyond this year. Take care of yourself, and that's what he's doing. So yeah. I don't really have an issue with it.
So I'm not going to speak to these mystery people. Like, if nine people on Twitter saying something matters, we could do that every single day. Here's the thing, the eight people on the fake website that isn't real life care about. And that's not really my point. But I guess my interest in this is solely in the teams agreeing to have him do it. My perception of the way that they operate over there is that they are super buttoned up with all things broadcast, right? Like, if you're involved, you're in the group, and we're kind of marching to the same beat of a drum, so to speak. So for them to just have a player go join Netflix on national TV, maybe they know in Eckler's case, he's so sharp and so cerebral. See the interviews we did with him. Never going to put his foot in his mouth. Never going to say anything that makes the team look bad. And that's probably, as I'm talking myself into this now, what it was Austin's going to do nothing but make us look great. So go enjoy yourself on Netflix. And maybe they wouldn't have said yes to everybody. You know, if a young guy who's on injured reserve, who's out for the year, who's not as polished on television and speaking.
Do you think they had to give him permission? Or do you think it was written in somewhere?
1,000%.
Do you think it was written in somewhere to his contract that I can do these sorts of things if I want to?
In season? No chance. I don't think. Like,
well, because he wouldn't be doing it if he was playing
right.
2 days later.
Of course. But also because of that, you're not writing into your contract that you're able to do. I guess you're saying like he could go out to Fox. Like, why would he put it in his contract?
Well, I just mean like, I'm just hypothetical. I have no idea. You think there'd be a clause if I'm invited in week 12 during our bye week, I'm allowed to do the ESPN pregame show.
I guess it's possible, but I think this is 100% a thing where you need permission.
You need permission.
It's the you're previewing and breaking down. I'm using air quotes because I don't think they're going to have him giving any state secrets away. But you're going to do, you know, they'll have him in front of a board going over the tape of Bill's runs or something if it's produced correctly. They'll have him talking about Jaden Daniels or Mariota, who's ever at quarterback, and going over the plays and what's worked and what hasn't. Like, you're going to tap into his expertise. He can't do that without the team saying, yeah, we got no problem with that. I don't think. And also, it's just the right easy thing to do. I mean, you and I can't just go start a podcast without talking to the boss, right? Like,
right.
This is a pretty big deal. I mean, 30 million people are going to be watching you on Netflix talk about the Commanders.
Just like 30 million people a day listen to our show?
Very similar.
Similar thing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.